You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans, everybody from Philadelphia, 76ers, the beat.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, depending on where you are. Good evening. I'm Lauren Rosen. Matt Murphy's with me for another post-Sixers win reaction. We're live on Twitter Spaces. This will be available on the 76ers Insiders podcast feed as well, so please follow there if you are not already. But Matt, 5-0 on the road trip. How good are you feeling about where this Sixers team is at?
A 129-127 feel-good comeback win against the Sacramento Kings to complete this 5-0 West Coast sweep of the road trip. At Sixers Stats had that stat about how the Sixers, it's only the second time they've swept a road trip of at least five games in franchise history, with the last being 84-85. So they get it done against the Kings for the 5-0 trip. There was no lighting of the beam that the Kings do after wins. And you kind of got the best of both worlds, though, Lauren, because they had a back-to-back. So you were able to experience them light the beam the night before, and then the Sixers made sure they didn't when it was their turn to play Sacramento.
That is so true, Matt. Scripted it out perfectly. The Kings, for those that don't know, they light a purple beam out of the top of their arena after every win. And the fan base there has really rallied around it. So like you said, Matt, the Thunder were in town on Friday night ahead of the Sixers matchup. But the Sixers had already gotten to town. So we were able to see them light the beam out of the arena. And people are outside cheering, like begging for the whoever is in charge to light the beam. And it was really cool. It was a fun thing to witness when they won on Friday. And then, of course, it was nice for the Sixers to make sure that there would be no beam lighting last night. You mentioned the start of last night's game. The Sixers fall behind by as many as 21, but clawed back in, cut it to 10 at half, and managed to get it done in the final seconds. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the box score now. As you guys hear performances that stand out to you, please continue using the chat function in the bottom right-hand corner. You'll tweet at the space there, or you can send us DMs. Let us know who you want to hear about in the next 30 minutes or so. So, without further ado, last night, shorthanded 76ers, no Joel Embiid, no James Harden, fell behind, but ultimately, no problem. Tyrese Maxey leads the way for the 76ers. 32 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists in his 41 minutes of play. After coming off the bench for 3 consecutive games, he comes back into the starting lineup and plays a team high, no surprise there, 41 minutes for those 32 points. Tobias Harris and Montrezl Harrell each started as well. Both finished with 17 points of their own. Trez finished with 17, 7, and 2 assists. He shot 7-for-8 from the field, while Tobias had 17 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists in his just 25 minutes of play. Tyrese Maxey, we'll hear from him in a little bit, but made a playful joke about how well Tobias started ahead of fouling out, which, of course, you can have your opinions there on whether or not it should have ended. Tobias's night should have ended that way, but in his 25 minutes, extremely productive for the Sixers. He shot 7-for-13 from the field. De'Anthony Melton also started last night, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. George Niang, a bench high, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Shake Milton also contributed big time off the bench, 15 points, 6 rebounds, and a team high 7 assists. Paul Reed added 9 points and 7 rebounds. And Matt, this is an interesting one because we've talked a lot about bench production, especially over the last few games as Tyrese Maxey has led that bench unit. But to still come in and score so productively off the bench, despite not having your leading bench scorer, at least over the last few games, a really impressive balanced night overall. I know you like to talk about the bench, so I hope I didn't just scoop you there. But let me know, Matt, what stood out to you in last night's win?
49 bench points was something I had marked but not selected as my official box score takeaway. There's a lot of different directions that you could have gone with this. Again, I did have a question of the day. We did have a question of the day for this game, actually for the road trip. So while we're wrapping up talking about this game individually, if you want to send a tweet by clicking on the purple icon in the bottom right of the Twitter space or clicking on either of our profile pictures and sending us a direct message, please share what you thought your favorite moment of the 5-0 road trip for the Sixers was, and we'll sort through those. But when it comes to this particular box score against the Kings, you had the 21-point largest lead for the Kings that does show up on the box score. You have the 70 points in the paint for the Sixers, which the Kings talked about after the game as allowing them to get in their paint too much, meaning the Sixers. The 49 bench points, the 6 double-figure scorers, these are all things that stood out to me. But the number one thing was the offensive rebound, the hustle from the Sixers bigs and the entire roster in the team effort win without James Harden and Joel Embiid, the 23 second chance points. The bulk or a lot of their offensive rebounds came in the fourth quarter as they were trying to put the finishing touches on the comeback, and the Kings were trying to, you know, come back themselves and make sure they didn't blow a 21-point lead. But Montrezl Harrell had 5 offensive rebounds in the game. Paul Reed had 4 offensive rebounds. And the team to have 16 on the offensive glass, 23 second chance points, is just a great indicator of the effort that they gave in a game that it would have been easy to expect that they couldn't be capable of that type of effort at the end of such a long trip. So just a really good feel-good game and confidence booster as they have a couple days off back at home.
Yeah, great for the team to get these few days now ahead of Wednesday hosting the Brooklyn Nets. That one will be nationally televised on ESPN at 7:30 Eastern. But Matt, you posed the question of the day, favorite moment from this 5-0 stretch. A reminder, those are wins at Utah, at Los Angeles, at LA. Those are different according to the league. Los Angeles Lakers, LA Clippers, and then 2 more wins at Portland, at Sacramento. Matt, what did you pick for your moment of the trip?
I have an honorable mention and an official pick, just like for the box score. So the honorable mention is the end of first half threes from both Daniel House Jr. most recently against the Kings. That was a big momentum shot because it cut the deficit to 10. And that's always the number in professional basketball, really all levels of basketball, when you're trailing. It's always get it to 10, get it to 10, and then you can win the game. And they did that. Or the end of first half shot for Joel Embiid against the Clippers. I think it was Norman Powell who Joel hesitated, had him fly by, and hit an end of second quarter three-pointer. But those are my honorable mentions. For me, my favorite moment was the scoring stretches from Tyrese Maxey against both the Kings and the Clippers. Those two games I've already mentioned. The 15-point third quarter and the 13-point fourth quarter, 15 in the third against Sacramento, 13 in the fourth against the LA Clippers, a handful of threes during those runs. In the Kings run, 10 of the 15 were in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter to cut the deficit all the way down to three out of the locker room. So Maxey's scoring bursts is my pick. What about you?
Well, we should have probably consulted on our picks ahead of this, but let's make Tyrese and those scoring stretches my honorable mentions. And then I'm going to go back to the Clippers game. I'm going to go to Joel Embiid's 41-9 against those Clippers. I felt that that game, especially considering the fact that no starter played more than 35 minutes against a very good Clippers team on their home turf. Again, that was the third game in 4 days as well. Felt like one that was potentially going to be a little bit more tense to get through. And watching Joel Embiid just sort of put the team on his back the way we've seen him do throughout this season and seasons past was really special. Love what Tyrese said after the game about how sometimes they look up midway through the game, and if he isn't at that 30 or 35 point mark yet, they're sort of wondering, where's Joel tonight? And so love to see Joel being so successful in that one. Love to see, though, solid contributions across the roster throughout the trip. It does feel like I really enjoyed what Doc Rivers said last night following the game. He said, this is one of those nights that shows you why everybody gets paid. Everybody makes an impact. Everybody is important in these wins. Another honorable mention for me has to be George Niang late in games. Feels like he didn't shoot any late threes that didn't go in or any important threes that didn't go in, particularly in those last three games, again, against the Clippers, Trailblazers, and last night in Sacramento was no exception for George Niang. Also loved Joel's performance, 35-11 against the Lakers. Quite the trip for him. But of course, last night, Tyrese Maxey leads the way. Matt, should we hear from Tyrese last night?
Yeah, things are really great right now. This team is 30-16. So that Kings win was win number 30 in the current campaign. They are second, all alone in second, in the Eastern Conference here on January 22nd as we speak. So let's hear more from the players themselves.
Here's Tyrese last night immediately post-game discussing the team win. And then we went on to, or actually, Matt, remix. I want to play George Niang first because we talked about George briefly. He was my pick. And then let's hear from Tyrese afterwards. So following the game last night, I spoke with George Niang coming off the court. He's always a pleasure to speak to. And always brings some life. So we mentioned the Eagles ahead of this one. We can touch on that, Matt. I know you are our resident Philadelphia sports expert way more than I am, or that George is. But George and I both happy to see our adopted city win twice yesterday. Here's George coming off the court.
George Niang, you guys were down by as many as 21 tonight. You turn it around to go a perfect 5-0 on this road trip. What were the keys to getting this one done?
I think we just have a resilient group that's never going to cave in. I mean, we all believe in each other. We all like being around each other. You could zone in on that. Yeah, they were doing a little dancing over there. But I think we like coming to work every day, and we'll run through a brick wall for anybody in this locker room. So I think it all starts there. But this was a hell of an effort, especially on the last game of a five-game West Coast road trip.
After the second game of that trip, the Lakers game, Tyrese Maxey said that moving in and out of the starting lineup was going to take professionalism and maturity. Yeah. Tonight, he scored 15 in the third quarter alone. Yeah. How much of those qualities have you seen from him?
I mean, Tyrese is like sent from heaven. You know, that kid's the best dude to be around. He's always happy, never has a bad day. It's never about Tyrese. It's always about winning games. And when you have a guy like that in your locker room, good things are going to happen. Like you saw tonight, I don't know how many points he had, but he was phenomenal.
George, the Eagles also won tonight. Your message to that crew?
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Thank you, George.
Matt, you are, like I said, our Philadelphia sports expert. You talked about it a little bit in the pre-show, but how much did you enjoy last night? I know you were on Blue Coats duty. You always do a great job down in Delaware. But then to have the end of the Eagles game followed by the end of the Sixers game, the timing worked out quite well, I'll be honest. As soon as the Eagles finished their game, the Sixers started their comeback, and it was probably a cool night to be watching.
It was actually, I don't know for certain, but I believe it was the fastest Blue Coats game of the season. So they started at 6, and in the G League, they only shoot one free throw until the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime in an effort to speed up the games. That's been going on for a few years. So their game was done in an hour and 59 minutes, I believe. So the fans who went to Delaware were able to immediately exit, and the Eagles game started about 15 minutes later. I did have to listen to most of the beginning of the game, listening to Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on the radio, but they had a handle on it from the jump, did the Eagles against the Giants. And now, Lauren, it's the Cowboys or the 49ers as we speak right now. They have yet to play, coming to Philadelphia. And Eagles-Cowboys in the NFC Championship in Philadelphia would be wild.
Would certainly be something. As you guys know, my allegiance in the NFL is definitely to the Eagles these days. I grew up a Texans fan, not a lot to root for there anymore. But looking forward to figuring out who the Eagles opponent will be. I'm definitely a bandwagon Eagles fan, but I've been with you guys since I got to Philly, so I'll hope you'll accept me. And I too hope that Eagles Cowboys could really be something, and it would certainly be something for who we're going to hear from next, Mr. Tyrese Maxey, who did grow up in Dallas, who is an Eagles fan, but supports the, I messed that up. He is a Cowboys fan. We know this. But he's shown support to the Eagles. He's shown love. And I can only imagine what a conflict that type of day would be for Tyrese. You guys heard me ask George about the words that Tyrese chose to describe what this stretch moving in and out of the starting lineup would look like for him. He chose the words professionalism and maturity after the game, after his first bench appearance against the Lakers. And it feels that those were words well chosen. So I asked him about those words. I asked him about his teammates. So let's hear both answers. This is Tyrese Maxey last night.
Even before the third quarter, I think when House got in and his energy at the end of the second, end of the first half, and then he hit that the big three from deep to end the half, I think that's when the energy shifted. And we knew we had a chance to win. But, you know, Coach Doc said it. When we was down 20, he said, you know, we're going to win the game. Let's get it to 15. Once we got it to 15, let's get it to 10. We get to 10, we got a shot.
What were the biggest things that maybe shifted when that allowed you guys to cut into the lead and then obviously take it?
Yeah, I think it was mainly just like we got some stops finally. And then once you start getting those stops, you can get out and run. You can play freely. And once you can play freely, you got a lot of different guys that can do a lot of different things. Everybody was making shots. Shake and George off the bench played well. Even P. Reed came in and gave us big minutes, so. Even Tobias started out hot, then he decided he was going to foul out. So.
Tyrese, after the Lakers game, you chose the words professionalism and maturity when describing what you would need in order to move in and out of the starting lineup. You've obviously shown both. All of them have been wins. Where do you think that professionalism and maturity for you comes from?
I think probably from my parents, maybe. My parents, they've been on me since I was a little kid about being able to not act older than what I am, but be able to converse with a lot of different people, to be able to sit at the table with a lot of different people and show that maturity. And me still being probably the youngest on this team, probably other than Jaden, it's funny because I had to grow up fast. I had to grow up fast my rookie year. I played in the playoffs and had to be mature that time. And now I have to be mature with this new role and be able to go in and out of the lineups and not complain. You'll never hear me complain. You only hear me come up with come up with solutions. And that's what I've been trying to do. And we won tonight, so I'm happy.
Tyrese Maxey following last night's win and yet another just stunning performance from the young Sixer star. Matt, where to next as we continue on our journey, recapping what was quite a journey?
Wanted to give a quick shout out to number 10, who is listening from London. And then Kevin tweeted in, I'll admit, I went to sleep thinking we were 4-1 on the road trip. So awaking to a pleasant surprise the Sixers completed the 5-0 road trip. As Tyrese mentioned, Paul Reed and the effort that he gave, of course, with no Embiid and no James Harden and Tyrese Maxey going back into the starting lineup. You said earlier that it was still impressive that the bench was able to contribute so much. Reed with 9 of the 49 bench points. And just to go into the practice facility a bit, we've seen Paul Reed all year doing these drills after shoot-arounds and practices where he is working on moves to score over the outstretched arms of defenders. And in fact the player development coaches and assistant coaches use these like extendo padded like arm things that are, I guess they're for practice, but they're foam pads with a handle on them so they can make themselves even taller. So to see Paul Reed kind of putting that to work in games is encouraging, and it's something that we've actually seen him work on quite a bit. And then of course he gives you the energy all over the floor on defense, blocking shots, getting offensive rebounds as well. And Tyrese, being the same draft class, is always quick to give Reed some credit as well.
It's the part of the season where that work really comes to the light, Matt. I was thinking about the exact same thing, watching Paul, thinking about the waving arms in his hands, and then watching his draft classmate Tyrese hit that logo shot last night. That's something he practices before every game as well. So sometimes you think those might be heat checks, might be bad shots that aren't good shots unless they go in. But if they're shots that you practice and you know how to hit for either of them, it was cool to see those guys get the work that they put in off the court, or rather outside of the 48 minutes, pay off during important minutes last night.
Tyrese was keeping our friend Kate Scott and Ala busy on the broadcast with all those consecutive baskets. So the logo shot, Kate and Ala were all over these calls. And then I really liked something Kate said when Tyrese had an and one during that scoring stretch. She said, acceleration unlike any other. And if you rewatch the third quarter and one for Maxi, he just takes off across close to the near sideline of the screen like a blur all the way to the rim. And I thought the way Kate described it was really good. Acceleration unlike any other.
Matt, let's look ahead. Acceleration unlike any other, indeed. Great Kate Scott night last night. Got to shout her out as well. The Sixers move back home to South Philadelphia, where they've been great as of late. They've only lost four of their last 22, which is a pretty impressive mark right there. As they look ahead, Wednesday hosting the Brooklyn Nets. We've talked about it already. Saturday against the Denver Nuggets, and then a pair against the Orlando Magic before heading back out on the road. That would be next weekend, February 3rd and 5th in San Antonio and New York. The schedule heats up then once again. But good for the Sixers to look down this stretch ahead and see a trio and a pair of off days this afternoon, starting this afternoon and moving through Wednesday, and then a pair of off days after Wednesday's matchup. So hopefully an opportunity for the Sixers, who have been largely the healthiest that they've been thus far this season, to continue fine-tuning, whether it's fine-tuning what's happening on the court or rehabbing some of those lingering injuries. A cool opportunity for the Sixers to get a little bit of time off after, like we said, 3 games in 4 days to start this trip, 5 games in 8 days to complete the trip. Now a cool opportunity to have, what is it, Matt, to just 2 games in 7 days, which is certainly well-deserved.
The Brooklyn game, the first game against the Brooklyn Nets, was actually another great example of this Sixers team banding together for a good, solid team win. That was back in November, 115-106. Joel Embiid, James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey all did not play. Another high 40s bench points night that night at home, 47. And Paul Reed had some success in that one as well. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. George Niang had a similar type game, efficient, 16 off the bench, 4 for 5 from 3. Brooklyn plays Golden State on Sunday night. They are currently, right now, 28-17 before that game, 4th in the East. And the days off should benefit the Sixers. Primetime matchup against the Brooklyn Nets and trying to maintain that second position and keep climbing to reach the Boston Celtics in the East. 30-16, can't say enough about what this momentum gained from that road trip. And of course, the team bonding too. It's not cliche to say that trips like this help a team come together, because there are new faces on this year's Sixers team. So just being around it, Lauren, what will stick with you from the 5 games, maybe away from the court?
Yeah, Matt, for me, it's got to be that practice at UCLA. We now are 2 for 2 in practices at UCLA over the last, let's say, 12 months, as the Sixers have decided to interview each other. Last year, we saw Tyrese interview Tobias. This year, we saw Shake Milton get behind the microphone and interview basically the entire team. And I think maybe we should have known that following a back-to-back, they got in the gym and had a great time together ahead of that Clippers game. That video is available on all the Sixers platforms. I'll reshare it at some point today as well. But we should have known. We should have known. The vibes were that high at the midpoint of the trip and continued throughout. That'll stand out to me. Hopefully it'll continue to stand out. Hopefully the Eagles will keep it rolling. The Sixers can keep it rolling. And it can be a good year, by and large, for Philly sports. So, Matt, I always love covering them with you, but I think that's my takeaway largely from this trip. I should have picked it as my moment of the trip, actually.
We'll edit it in post. No, I'm just kidding. We'll leave it as is. As we get set to sign off, I had not a question. What was I going to say to you? Oh, any Big Niang Theory updates for the fans of that podcast?
Matt, that is such a good question. Thank you so much for asking. The premiere of the Big Niang Theory Season 2 is available wherever you get your podcast. Please, please, please go listen to that one. I think it was a really special episode. And as I look back on all of the episodes that George and I have hosted together, which have included Sixers from across the roster, this is definitely one of my favorites. D'Anthony Melton, not always the most open or expressive person when it comes to media settings, and obviously understandably so. It's not necessarily the headline of the job that these guys do. So it was really cool to have him be willing to sit down, be open with us, tell us his story, and having Tyrese sit next to him to keep him loose, to keep him happy. The two of them have developed such a cool friendship. So if you want to hear more about Tyrese, about D'Anthony, or George, check out the Big Niang Theory Season 2 premiere. We are going to be recording another episode very soon. Looking forward to that one. We've had some highly requested individuals that are in the queue to come on the show this season. So looking forward to sharing those with you guys as they come along.
Great. Fantastic. Cannot wait. That's all I've got. I can't update the All-Star voting anymore because it's closed. So I'm out of words for
that.
But
you did your work. You did your work.
I did my work. Cool. So great road trip and now some days off before some home games as the Sixers look to keep it going. Follow 76ers Insiders as a podcast to hear these on your podcast listening platforms as well. Thanks to everyone who tuned in wherever you are in the world. Lauren Rosen, thanks to you for tagging along as always.
Love doing these with you guys. We will hope to talk to you on Thursday after another Sixers win. Thanks so much, Matt. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.